Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Add dry eye relief to your routine with Refresh Optive Mega 3, a lubricating eye drop with a moisture-rich, preservative-free formula enhanced with an active ingredient like flaxseed oil and antioxidants. This formula supports all three tear film layers and provides advanced hydration to instantly moisturize and soothe dry eyes. Refresh Optive Mega 3 is safe to use as often as needed, so you can make it part of your wellness routine. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Have you ever had chopped liver?
No.
Okay, Connor, get this. This is like a classic Jewish deli food that has always been, because it was Rosh Hashanah this weekend.
Yeah. Oh, happy Rosh Hashanah.
Thanks, Connor.
Shana Tova. To you.
Thank you. So there's always chopped liver at these type of events with my family. And I'm always like, ew, like that's so disgusting that like you guys are eating that. It's literally like chopped up chicken livers in like a mousse kind of. So my whole life I've been very anti chopped liver, and like my whole family loves it. And I just like wouldn't even go near it. But this weekend I was like, you know what? I'm a grown woman and it might be time for me to try the chopped liver. And I tried the chopped liver, Connor.
Delicious.
A delicacy.
Oh my gosh.
What they were saying this whole, like, I just like sometimes want to kick myself for being so stubborn. It reminds me of when I wouldn't watch Nathan For You and Curb. Mm. It's like you deprived yourself for so long. Because what? Because why?
Well, I think
chopped up because it's mashed up, chopped up insides of an animal.
Because it's chopped. It's an organ that's been chopped up and absolutely just busted to pieces.
This is a bloody organ that's been mashed up.
What, just because it comes from, it's literally innards, they describe it as innards, and it's just in a mousse?
What gives?
What the hell gives? Also, like, the English language really has not helped, because what am I, chopped liver? It makes it sound like a piece of crap meal.
Right.
So
also,
I wouldn't touch it.
I wouldn't be against calling it something else.
I think chopped liver is really, like, things don't need to be called what they literally are.
Right.
It's not an orange.
Like, what's pate?
Who, like, do you know? You're looking at me and you're asking me what pate is. I have an aunt pate. She lives in Idaho.
Oh, no. That's not something I want.
That looks like shit.
Pate is very. What is it?
That is just shit from a butt.
So. Various ingredients. Okay, so what isn't various ingredients?
Leave well, pate bit. Is a forced meat.
It's a forced meat?
It's called a forced meat. It's meat from pork, poultry,
okay, I was going to say, like, call it pate or something, because, like, obviously we're not like, hey, does anyone want a cracker with forced meat on it? You know, like, well, pate did what it needed to do and called itself pate.
This literally feels blasphemous to read out loud. Various ingredients are used, which may include... It's mystery meat. Pate is mystery meat.
Yeah.
This is a meat who got rebranded into pate. No.
Right. And that's like worse than being chopped liver is being forced meat. So, well, I'm just saying maybe honestly, but like chopped liver really is just being honest. And that's all we could ever ask.
It's being transparent.
It's being so transparent. So I don't know. I'm actually torn between it. It maybe it should just be who it is. And maybe it should be someone else entirely.
Listen.
Anyway, moral of the story is it was delicious.
And moral of the story is take off your mask and just be chopped liver maybe sometimes.
Yeah.
October is the month for it. I'm so sorry. So is pate like?
It's like spam, I think.
It's spam. Okay, because I was going to ask, what is spam? Spam is delicious.
Spam might spam be another forced meat.
Spam is one that obviously it's probably got like the most preservatives in it out of any food ever because it's like canned. Spam is pork and ham meat, salt, water, potato starch, sugar. Okay, so salt. Spam is pork and ham. Pardon,
is that forced?
Pardon my French. What is the difference between pork and ham?
It's an awesome question.
Okay.
Oh my God. And that was the first thing that came up on Google. There's different cuts.
Ham. Okay. So what cut? Well,
I would
is
say
it?
That this is not a forced meat.
No, this is not a forced meat at all. This is kind of like a voluntary meat.
And I don't want to be like the person I used to be who wouldn't try chopped liver, but I do think I'm anti-forced meat.
Forced meat does feel a little bit forced.
Wait, Izzy, can we look up what exactly a forced meat? It doesn't mean like more than one animal in like a loaf.
I'm not loving this.
A mixture.
Yeah.
Oh, you might be wondering what forced air heating is too.
Yeah, forced air heating is just going to be an AC, an HVAC situation.
Forced meat, I think, is multiple. Okay.
Oh, that's a damn shame. I can't believe I'm alive during the same time as forced meat.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. That's something that I'll probably, ideally, pate will never cross my desk.
No, I am. I'm hoping that as well. Is there any foods that are like a meat on meat that we don't that we have like, I was thinking a bacon wrapped date, but like a date's not meat. Are there any things like that?
What do you mean?
Yeah, like a BLT.
Or like a literally like.
Oh my God, Connor, our turkey BLTs are forced meat.
Well, they're not ground up into a paste and then put in a can for us to squeeze into our gullets.
Yeah, but I'm saying we are eating like pig and turkey together, which.
Yeah, I mean, if you go to one of my favorite delis in New York, Fico's, and I get freaking the Italian special, which is big, I almost split my lip trying to take one single bite of it. Actually, it's impossible. Like, you gotta like eat it in a spiral. Because it's got every type of meat on it, which genuinely, when I think about that too much, no.
Okay, you know. So never mind. A lot of things are actually multiple meat.
No. But they're not forced meat. They're not all ground. I couldn't eat it in a, you know, like, they're all separately. You're just biting.
Yeah, I understand.
Them. I guess maybe, like, everything we eat ends up being forced meat in our bellies.
Yeah. Unfortunately, most things... Yeah, get ground up. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, we are forced meat vessels.
We're forced meat. Totally.
I'm forced meat. You're forced meat. We, she, he are forced meat. And welcome back to Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast. If you're sipping on a pate cocktail right now, apologies for making you realize what's in that joint. But we are a little bit. We're visited by the ghosts of Brooke past, present, and future here on my left. Brooke, where are you the hell?
Right now?
Yeah.
I'm in Philly.
Ooh, spooky.
I'm also in the studio as computer wife.
Yeah, welcome.
What am I wearing?
You're wearing a beautiful all black Skims.
Oh, I'm in the Skims.
Wait, are these Skims?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, your Skims set is gorgeous. I've never seen... It's actually legitimately a Skims... Top and bottom
set. That must feel so buttery and soft.
Oh, it actually feels really good.
Oh, great.
It also is like exactly what a waiter would wear. A Skims waiter at the Skims Cafe.
Have you been to the Skims Cafe?
Yeah.
Oh my God, awesome.
Wait, I went to the Capital One Cafe before my show. Genuinely, like, it was six people standing to the right of the cafe area, like ready to sign you up for credit cards. They had cornhole and they were like, hey, what's up? And I was like, hey, I'm just going to get a coffee. They're like, great. I go up to the huge barista counter and I was like, hey, I'm just going to get like a latte. And then I made the mistake of ordering breakfast at the Capital One Cafe.
What'd you order?
I got the avocado toast. The guy was like, oh my God, like no one's ever ordered the avocado toast here before. He was like, I don't even know how to, I want to be honest, I don't know the first thing about it. he put just a full on blown half of an avocado, like cut it and like put it in a to-go box, a piece of bread, untoasted, and some radishes on the side. And then my latte.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I think I would like that more than the way that most cafes are making avocado toast nowadays.
I want to, like, it was fully like not a ripe avocado. It was just like a hard as rock avocado because they were not expecting. I don't even know if he knew it was like a real avocado or if it was fake. You could throw it through a window and loot a store with this avocado.
Sure. I was just trying to get at the fact that like we've gone so far from the simplicity of what avocado toast used to be. And that was why it was so amazing, because it was simply just avocado toast. And we've flown too far away from the sun.
I agree. And I want to take it one step further that the quality of avocados that we're receiving now have rapidly declined. Yeah. And there's a quality control issue because they're just pumping out these little prematurely born avocados now.
Yeah.
I used to get a fat ass avocado and it would last me a week, one avocado. Because they were Jumbotron.
I used to only eat avocados like from birth to age 25. And for whatever reason now, I think I overdosed.
I think that, yeah, it's one of those things that kind of almost could have the consistency of eggs, scrambled eggs.
Yeah, it gets to that point where it's like, exactly. Well said. Thank you.
We used to, in Hawaii, we used to go smack them down with PVC pipes out of trees and then eat them with a fork and hot sauce.
Are dry eye symptoms frequently interrupting your day? Keep dry eyes off your schedule with Refresh Reliva PF Extra Lubricant Eye Drops, offering an advanced formula to soothe and hydrate your eyes. With innovative hydrocell technology to lock in moisture and prevent further irritation, Refresh Reliva PF Extra gives you lasting relief. Equipped with a soft-squeeze multi-dose bottle featuring a double lockout system that keeps drops sterile so you can feel confident using it. Refresh has been delivering relief from dry eye symptoms for 35 years. It's a track record of success that has earned the trust of physicians and patients alike. You deserve relief from your dry eye symptoms, and your eyes deserve extra. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Hey, there was someone sitting next to me at the Capital One Cafe that fully brought a full meal in from another restaurant, but there was seats at the Capital One Cafe. So
am I supposed to know about the Capital One Cafe?
Have you never heard of the Capital One Cafe? It's the credit card company has opened locations, I think, to get people in there to sign up for cards. And they like are everywhere. I see them all the time.
Why would you walk in?
Because there's never a line. And it's kind of like a big welcoming cafe. So there'd be no reason not to. They have cornhole, after all. And I was just saying, it was funny how it took... I went to order a smoothie and he's like, I don't know why that's on the menu. We don't have any of the ingredients. And like, didn't know how to make the latte. I think it was just coffee with like a splash of milk. And it was funny because it took this guy so long to make everything. And there was a line of people. And then there's six people trying to sign people up for credit cards, just like hanging out playing cornhole. And this poor barista. What?
Do you have a Capital One card?
Yeah, of course I do. I got 10% off my avocado toast, which was
$12. Actually?
Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, you
I do.
Said that. That's a great incentive.
It's a great incentive. Yeah. I think that they can maybe hire or like provide resources for the barista to order things, to make things that are on the menu. Mm-hmm. That was my one qualm.
Good point.
Yeah. But otherwise, it was a great experience at the Capital One Cafe.
Oh my God, I bet a hot chocolate at the Capital One Cafe is great.
I don't think that they would know how to... I think that they would heat up a Hershey's bar and hand you it if you ordered a hot chocolate. Like
That's what I like about the Capital One Cafe, from what I've heard. They're going back to simplicity.
They're doing things their own way.
And I like it. I like it.
Yeah, that was...
Oh, you should have done the Croque Monsieur.
What's that?
It's like that fancy kind of ham sandwich.
Oh, I promise you that was not in the wheelhouse of the
it's
barista
on the menu.
Working at
the, I would have liked to see what they came up with.
It just, I liked how he was just like, no, don't order that. We don't have any ingredients for it. And he was making a smoothie and I was like, do you have smoothies? And he's like, no. I was like, what are you doing? What are you making back there? Ugh. Well, how's Philly been? You went to a wedding this weekend?
Yes. I'm sorry that I'm like a little bit off kilter. I had a great weekend, but a draining weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm a little bit pooped, but yeah, I'm here for a wedding. The wedding happened. I was very anxious for the wedding because it was like a friend from like kindergarten through high school. And like, I haven't seen so many of those people since I graduated high school. So I was obviously like, oh my God, like everyone's going to be looking at me, blah, blah, blah. Believe it or not, most people were actually looking at the bride.
Yeah.
So it ended up that no one was looking at me. And then I got a little bit perturbed by that. So it was like, you win some, you lose some at the end of the day. But it was great. Obviously, like, I had no reason to be anxious. No one cared about anyone but the bride, which is great. She's so gorgeous and perfect. And it was a lovely wedding. And yeah, I do want to let you know that I feel like I'm going to be moving back here eventually.
To Philly?
I think so.
Wow. Why?
I don't know. I kind of just realized like, oh, every time I come back here, it's like, yeah, I'm like home.
Yeah.
And that feels nice. You know?
Yeah. I don't share that about like where I grew up, but
yeah,
I understand. I think there's also this thing that when you go to a wedding where a bunch of your like high school, college friends are, it feels like, oh my gosh, like a final episode of a season of like a bunch of friends going through stuff. It's like, oh, this is like, feels good.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's but, so like, fast.
I think like every time I get off the plane, it's like, oh, okay, thank God I'm back.
Mm.
Yeah. And like, I always thought like I would just stay in California, but now I'm like, wait, fall is so beautiful here, no?
Fall is beautiful. Autumn is here, no?
Yeah.
No.
I want to give you like a 5-year warning.
Oh, good. Okay. When I'm back in falafel, I feel it. I was going to try to make Philadelphia into something that fit that song, but I could not.
But
when I'm back in
like, I don't necessarily need to be in Philly. Like, I'd like to be in New York, but I don't like New York. So I was like, oh, what about, like, could you, like, what, I could end up doing New Jersey.
Yeah, and then you have options everywhere. This is going to spread like wildfire as soon as you say that you're interested in moving to New Jersey.
Guys, I might be moving to New Jersey. No, I don't see that happening, but who knows, honestly.
I could see you in, like, Brooklyn.
No, I really don't like New York.
Well, that's like outside of Manhattan, so I feel like you don't like Manhattan.
No, I don't like Brooklyn either.
You don't?
No.
Oh, wow.
I don't like any of the boroughs.
Oh, okay, damn.
New City E for me.
She's anti-borough Brook. Who would have thought?
Don't spread that around.
You said it, girl, not me. I just labeled it.
I said I don't like the boroughs, and then you said you're anti-borough Brooke, which feels a lot more intense.
Are you not ready to take on a strong opinion? No, I feel you. I'm excited to get to New York in November. I'm so excited.
I'm going tomorrow, actually.
For what?
I need to see The Outsiders.
Oh, right. That'll be fun.
By the time you see me next, you guys, I will have seen The Outsiders and We Live in Time. So say goodbye to the Brooke that you know right now, because she can't come to the phone anymore by next week.
Bye, Brooke. Bye, anti-borough Brooke.
See ya.
I can't wait. Everyone's saying it's really nice and over there right now on that side of the country.
It really is gorgeous. Like, it's going to be like 68 degrees.
Wow, Brooke. The way it sucks. The biggest balls that have ever existed in California right now. It's crazy. You look outside and it's just white It literally looks like we're in purgatory.
Like, because the sun is shining so much?
No, we have the most dense fog. You open your window and you're like, oh my God, it's over. Like, it looks like Truman Show. They like opened up the curtain and like, I've been on a set the whole time. It's in those 5 months of the year where it's not sunny and it's not cloudy. It's just dense ass fog.
Oh, I can't wait till it rains there. Oh, I'm sorry. Like, I usually am so, I do love LA. I have loved my life in LA. But for whatever reason, right now, I'm feeling very anti-LA weather.
Yeah, I'm preaching about how fucking bad it sucks. So you're good.
Yeah.
It's just like there's nothing. It makes you feel sick all day when it's like cloudy. I don't know how people like live in places where it's foggy all the time.
Ugh, you just like can't really win with the seasons. Like, you think you're winning when you move to LA and it's like, oh, there are no seasons sunny all the time. And then you come back here and you're like kissing the autumn leaves on the ground. It's just like.
No, people also forget that LA has literally, it's half the year is really, really nice. And I think it's literally like 6 months that are like, it's cloudy the whole time. Is that new? Is that like a new thing that started happening?
Yeah.
I'm making myself nervous that I'm becoming like schizophrenic.
No, you're not.
Who put the clouds there recently? Where did the clouds come from?
You're all good, but I am like, fog. If I ever like reach a level of like rich, the first thing I'm doing is becoming a bi-coastal young woman.
Yeah, that would be my ideal situation, but I want it to be tri-coastal. I want to be I want to be pan-coastal.
I literally was just about to call myself a demisexual bi-coastal Jewess.
Demisexual, bi-coastal, Jewess, anti-borough Jewess.
Yeah.
That's my name.
Don't wear it out.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, what tri-coast are you doing?
I want like a Texas facility compound in Austin.
Three coasts in Texas?
No, just like three points across the country.
You keep saying just Texas. You haven't said anything besides Texas.
New York, LA, Texas.
Oh, okay.
Tricycle.
I'll do, I think I want to do a cabin in Maine during the summer. But I haven't ever been to Maine.
Okay, Ernest Hemingway.
Yeah, genuinely, I want to do that.
Well, I want...
Although Stephen King says it really doesn't matter where you are when you write, as long as the door is closed and you're focused. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. I'm always saying that too.
Are dry eye symptoms frequently interrupting your day? Keep dry eyes off your schedule with Refresh Reliva PF Extra Lubricant Eye Drops, offering an advanced formula to soothe and hydrate your eyes. With innovative hydrocell technology to lock in moisture and prevent further irritation, Refresh Reliva PF Extra gives you lasting relief. Equipped with a soft-squeeze multi-dose bottle featuring a double lockout system that keeps drops sterile so you can feel confident using it. Refresh has been delivering relief from dry eye symptoms for 35 years. It's a track record of success that has earned the trust of physicians and patients alike. You deserve relief from your dry eye symptoms, and your eyes deserve extra. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Yeah.
I accidentally took my vitamins last night, which it's my wellness pills that I take, which probably raises so many red flags for people. What do you mean wellness? General wellness pills. I took these right before I went to bed because I was like, I want to wake up feeling good. I want these vitamins to get into my body and start like working through my system while I sleep. I thought I was like being really smart, full blown Adderall situation, staring at the ceiling. Writing in my notes, like I'm like blasting my eyes with blue light at midnight. I got in bed at 10 midnight. I'm working away. So I'll never do that again. So I'm a little bit out of it too.
No, Connor, the same thing happened to me on Saturday night, but a little bit different. But I had a cup of coffee at the wedding.
Yeah.
At like 11:30. And then, cause I thought I was like, oh, I'm going to like be out very late. I went home at around 11:45. Okay. And then was hit with like, I was like drinking at weird times during the day. So I got like a hangover or like scaries at night.
Yeah.
So I was experiencing the type of anxiety and sleeping on my brother's couch, which like when you're having this type of anxiety, like you need to be in your own bed. But I was actually having that experience on a couch that wasn't mine. So I was like, truly, like, I don't think I'll make it to the morning.
Yeah.
And at around 3:30, I was like, I can only think of like one thing that I can do. And it was like, you know, like last resort when you like drive to Malibu and journal.
Yeah.
My last resort was spending $70 for the yearly subscription of the Calm app.
Yeah, it's really expensive.
Because I was like that, like this, like there's got to be something that's going to fix the way I am right now. And so when you open the app, it says take a deep breath. And that did help a little bit. But there's this one called Love Letter from an Englishman, narrated by Jonathan Bailey. So I was like, oh, this will fix me. Like, if anything has fixed me before, like it didn't, because this is what's going to be what fixes me.
Right.
It says, join Jonathan Bailey as he sails in a tropical paradise, a sea captain writing to his beloved.
Perfect.
Like, what could be better than like that and male yearning, you know? Please listen to what it was. Do you mind if I play you an excerpt?
Are we allowed? Will that? Okay, yeah, please. I'm going to fall asleep.
Extended as far as the eye could see, before dissolving into a haze of green. And to the west, enormous boulders towered like marbles, sprouted over with spiky yellows and tufts of grass.
I love tuft, the word tuft.
It was all about the like ecological climate, where I was under the impression that it was going to be about him yearning for his beloved.
But it you got smut brain, girl.
It was 45 minutes of just like the landscape of the boulders. But yeah, it was $70.
That sounds really relaxing. When I was
you might really like it, but I was looking for something a little bit different.
Yeah.
And I do think the marketing, like if a captain is at sea and hasn't seen his beloved and is writing specifically to his beloved, he's going to be talking about more than the boulders, IRL, but not in the Calm app.
Maybe she's really into landscaping.
That's true. Did they landscape back then?
I'm sure that they had gardens. That's landscaping.
Yeah, you're
but
right.
I'm sure that they needed it to live. So I don't know if it's landscaping for the joy of it as much as it is landscaping for survival and necessity. But I found something crazy on my red eye going to Florida. And I was like looking for something to listen to. It's like a 5-hour flight, you know. It was overnight. And I was like, I want to listen to something that puts me to bed in the same way. I come across... I come across the transcripts from the survivors of the Titanic, the people that survived, and it's reread in accent, like the same thing. It's like reread, and they're reading the transcripts like post-game interviews of the Titanic, and they're reading through what people are saying. Fascinating stuff. And it was an angle of like the Titanic that I had not really listened to yet. And it was interesting. And so that was something that I kind of got a little bit addicted to for a second.
Oh my God.
It's called, I guess I should read it off because people are going to ask. Hello. I don't even know how I would find what I was listening to a week ago. So I apologize.
No, but that sounds interesting.
It was really.
That brings me to, I really think we should read a book together.
Yeah. Do you have one in mind that you're pitching right
now? Yeah, I think we should read that Stephen King one.
What is it about? Can you remind me?
Did I tell everyone here that I have a crush on Stephen King?
Yes.
And before you freak out, like when I say crush, I just like love him. Because everyone was being really mean to me when I said that. on my Instagram. I just, I feel very deeply towards Stephen King, and I think he's such—
You admire Stephen King.
What?
You admire Stephen King.
Yeah, that doesn't feel strong enough, though.
You have a deep admiration for Stephen King.
Yeah, but I feel more comfortable with the word crush.
Do you want to have sex with Stephen King?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
So it's somewhere in between admiration
and sexual. You don't have to have a
sexual
crush. Yeah.
A crush is romantic, though. So that's
exactly
where I'm, you're
but
losing me.
That's not me. The same thing as sexual. I would marry Stephen King.
And never have sex with him.
He also is so in love with his wife. If you read his memoirs, very beautiful. I actually think he should write a romance. And I'm not sure why he hasn't, because the way that he is able to articulate the love that he has for his wife is bone-chillingly gorgeous.
I'm sure he's probably pretty open to receiving feedback about what he should write about. He's Stephen King, after all.
I'll be sure to let him know. But I think that...
He's Stephen Luther King.
Stephen Luther King. Oh yeah, I think we should read that one because it's the perfect mix of, like, it's historical fiction.
I would read it. Yeah. Is it huge though?
No.
It's huge. It's massive. It's got volume to it.
But think about how nice that would look on your shelf.
That's
true.
Think
about how great that would be, like, to hold up a book that's about 1,000 pages and say, I read all of these pages.
1,000? You don't want to start with one that's like maybe in the hundreds, 200 pages?
Like, it'd be Stephen King.
You're asking someone who hasn't read a book since high school, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Which is embarrassing. But I just don't I don't have the attention span.
Would you read a spooky short story?
Or is it 500 page short story?
No, it's less than 200.
Oh yeah, I would do that.
It's also Stephen King.
Perfect. I would do that. I would rather do that. And I like historical fiction, but 1,000 pages is a big commitment for.
Yeah.
This
that makes total sense. But you didn't answer me. Do you like spooky?
What?
Would you like something spooky?
Yeah, I read some mysterious, but like The Boxcar Children.
Like
I read all those. I read I read The Magic Treehouse. I read all those.
I'm thinking more of like a okay. Totally. I'll work with it.
Wait, what is so spooky about Stephen King's mystery?
He's a horror writer.
Horror? Oh, I don't
Have
like horror.
Shining or It?
See, here's the thing. I that's not for me. It's not my cup of hot chocolate
that's,
from the
that's
Capital
what
One
I was
Cafe.
Asking.
No, I don't like that stuff. I don't want to see The Shining. Like at The Shining, too
no,
much.
No, Hunter, I'm not asking you about The Shining. I'm saying he has short stories because we're looking at something short. He has short stories that are like 150 pages, but they are spooky. But they're not The Shining. I'm just telling you that he also wrote The Shining.
I want to say when I think of spooky, I think mystery and like what's happening, not like blood, gore, and guts, and like a clown living in a gutter. Like that's not what I want to look at.
Shining
into.
Is also like not blood, gore, and guts. It's like more psychological.
When I picture The Shining, I picture Jack Nicholson covered in blood with a knife, sure. Right?
Sure.
So I think that...
But that's like very brief at the end.
Oh. And isn't there blood flowing down an entire hallway?
I think... I don't remember. I read the book so long ago, but that might have been an artistic liberty that the movie took.
And remind me, who was the actress in that?
Oh.
Lisa?
Shelley Duvall.
Shelley Duvall said she was so disturbed from that movie that she never worked in Hollywood again, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, I'm talking about the book.
Oh, the book.
And
what
I'm
if
not
I get
even talking about the book. I'm just telling you that he also wrote The Shining.
Oh, okay. I'll try it. Because I keep an open mind.
Every day, you moisturize your face, hands, and skin. But what about your dry eyes? It's time they got some attention. With Refresh Optive Mega 3, a lubricating eye drop that instantly moisturizes and soothes dry eyes. This moisture-rich, preservative-free formula is enhanced with an active ingredient like flaxseed oil and antioxidants, Its advanced formula supports all three tier film layers, and its moisture-locking technology helps prevent further irritation. Refresh Optive Mega 3 is safe to use as often as needed, so you can make moisturizing your dry eyes part of your wellness routine. Get lasting relief with Refresh Optive Mega 3. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
I do want to say I watched that, speaking of movies, I watched that new Brad Pitt, George Clooney movie because it just like started playing last night in my house. Have you seen that?
No.
It's pretty good. I do want to say, what is it called? They're like wolves and it's wolf.
Are they shifters?
Yes. No. They are like the people that they're guys that come in to make things disappear. Like after someone's murdered, they're like, we'll take care of it. It's for rich people, like rich people. I do want to say, I also watched the AMAs. I do want to say, we should be a little bit alarmed that people like Brad Pitt, George Clooney, and Mariah Carey are working. That's an economic indicator that things are about to go south. These people do not work and have not worked in so long, and now they're putting out like feature films and singing at the AMAs.
Brad Pitt's been in tons of stuff.
Has
he? Except George, yes.
I mean, coming out with a film together, I think it's just like pulling a lot of people to the movies. That's just something that my ears perked up about.
I think they've been working. Brad was just in Bullet Train. George was just in that movie.
I'm sorry, Brad was just in Bullet Train. That was 3 years ago.
Okay, but that was a big movie. Like, actors like that don't, like, having a big movie 3 years ago is still working.
Raise your hand if you saw Bullet Train. Okay, everyone in this room. Thank you guys so much for listening today. My ride's here.
Yeah, see ya.
I just think that there's something there. Mariah Carey also just...
Don't let the door hit you on your way out.
Mariah Carey also doesn't work. I don't know. I think there's some truth here.
I think that they've been doing stuff, and it's just because it's stuff that you haven't seen.
Well, if it's stuff that I haven't seen, then it hasn't reached the masses.
That's not true. You're not the masses.
You go to the movies all the time. I don't. Like, I wouldn't even see a poster for something.
Right. They're targeting people that watch movies. I'm so confused.
Okay. Don't be. I think it's just... We've got Princess Diaries 3 coming out, too. Confirmed.
I'm so excited.
They're scraping the bottom of the barrel.
What are you talking about?
Anne Hathaway was sitting on that until she saw that there's going to be a housing crisis.
No, and so she now, also sees the beauty of the Princess Diaries franchise, and she's honored to return to a story that's touched so many young women's lives.
Are you really, really nervous about...
No, I'm being so dead serious.
Me making predictions about the economy?
No, I'm being so dead serious.
Like, I am too.
Having the word Princess Diaries and bottom of the barrel in the same sentence.
I didn't mean bottom of the barrel. I mean, like, they're pulling out the big guns. That's what I meant. That was a bigger...
But I'm feeling like so uplifted by this.
Yeah. That's good. They want you to be uplifted so you go to the movies and spend money so Anne Hathaway can dive into her Acorn saving account to make sure she has a nest egg before the housing crisis flops. I think it's going to be a great movie.
Excited. But we don't know if Chris Pine is coming back yet. And can I be
in that movie?
Honest?
Who is he in that movie?
Can I be completely honest? I don't give a shit if he comes back. Bring back Michael Moskovitz.
He's the piano player.
You know what I'm saying? So he was in the second movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But the
that's
first
so crazy that's Chris Pine compared
movie?
To the Chris Pine that exists right now.
What?
It's crazy that this is Chris Pine compared to the Chris Pine that exists right now with his beard and
Yeah, but he could shave it. But I'm saying that the love interest from the first movie of Princess Diaries, Michael Moscovitz, is so far superior that I know it wouldn't be aligned with the books, but if they just brought him back instead of Chris Pine, a lot of people would be much happier.
Where is he now?
I don't think in much.
Well, if he comes back, that's an economic indicator. Because he has no work out.
What would it indicate?
I already said it.
Can you say it again?
That if these people are working again, that means things aren't looking great. And they're trying to get...
Oh, he does
make, make some money. Oh, he's 5'9".
Perfect.
Speaking of the economy, did you see Tupperware as a full-blown brand filed for bankruptcy? That's so sad to me for some reason. Tupperware is over, party. Tupperware got canceled.
What happened?
Do you have any Tupperware? They're just not making any money. People aren't buying Tupperware, I guess.
Yeah, I have Tupperware, but it's Ziploc. So is that not Tupperware?
I don't know. I don't think it's Tupperware in general. Like, I don't think it's like all to go food boxes are gone. I don't know. Makes me sad. I love having Tupperware. I love making extra food and having leftovers. I love eating food out of a Tupperware cold. I like when I make spaghetti and it's in a Tupperware that's been stained by the spaghettis of yore, and I'm eating it out of it. It tastes so good. When it's been leached with plastic for days.
Leftovers are better. If I could, I would order, if I went out to a nice Italian dinner tonight, I would love for there to be an option for me to order the aged spaghetti and meatballs.
Yes.
I'll do the aged spaghetti and meatballs in the plastic Tupperware.
Brooke, 1,000,000%. Yeah. Me too. I'll do that as well.
It's nice to be back on footing.
I know, seriously. I went for the first time last night in my Uggs and my Uggs and a flannel and a hoodie and went and got chili from Whole Foods.
Oh, wow.
It's been foggy.
What's the temperature at night over there?
What?
What's the temperature at night over there?
Where I am, it's like 60s.
Oh my God, that's lovely.
So it's back to like having the windows open and stuff. But like right inland, like this weekend I went to, this polo match with Vuv, the champagne. And
wait, was that what Rob and Suki were at?
Yeah.
Did you see them?
Yes, they were right next to me.
You're kidding.
No.
Why didn't you start the episode with that? You let me go on about chopped liver and you were next to Robert Pattinson and Suki Waterhouse this weekend.
Well, nothing happened. It was just, it was an amazing event. The thing was like, I am so... Talk about conspiracy theories. How come like people like that don't sweat? It's fascinating. Like I had to wear my sweater even though I was sweating so that people wouldn't see how bad I was sweating.
Right.
It was.
Well, they're caked in like settings powder.
Oh, okay. Well, like on their back and front.
Did you have that close visual access to Rob's back?
Yeah.
What color shirt was he wearing?
He's wearing like a blue suit.
Could you sweat through a blue suit like that?
I could. Yeah. Robert Pattinson, I guess not. He doesn't have as active pores as Uncle Phibbs.
Also, I think this is like maybe wrong completely, but I think I literally was just about to spit something out that I have literally never heard said before.
The older you get,
the less you sweat.
I've seen some sweaty old
people. But I'm thinking like, does sweat have something to do with hormones? Yeah, right? So maybe the more they calm down, the less you sweat. I do not know.
The more you calm down. I don't know. You're barking up
the more
the
your body,
tree.
Your body's hormones. even
it's
out.
Fascinating. I was sweating so much.
People tend to sweat less than young people.
Oh, interesting.
Sometimes you just got to click those dots that you've had in your head that are separate and bring them together.
That's such an interesting...
less effective with age.
Wow. Yeah. What was I talking about? The reason I went to
Oh, sorry.
Oh, because I left the house and it was freezing cold. And then I went 20 minutes and it was 150 degrees. It was crazy. It was crazy. I think I want to start wearing kilts.
That might be cultural appropriation if you're not Scottish. But I
feel
know.
Okay with that.
Do you?
Like wearing a, like people wear kilts all the time. No.
I don't know. Why do you feel like you want to start wearing a kilt?
Because I would love a breeze and my undercarriage.
What about just an athletic skort?
Once Skim starts making plaid athletic skorts.
Why does it have to be plaid?
Because I want to wear a kilt. I already said that.
Right, I know. I'm trying to get to the deeper meaning.
I don't know. I think someone was wearing one. This guy was wearing one.
Okay, that's the answer.
And I was like, that looks cool. And it's like, the reason I want to wear a kilt, I guess, is because you can, it's like formal attire. So like you can wear it to like an event and be like, that guy's probably naked under there, but he's still fine because it's, I was just jealous of the breeze he was probably getting.
Are there built-in somethings under the kilt or is it really just a
skirt? No, I think you probably wear underwear, but I wouldn't.
Right. We know you wouldn't.
I mean, if I was on this podcast wearing my kilt on this podcast, I would have to because of the angle of the cameras and the flow cam.
Sure. Hey, start your own line.
Oh my gosh, Connor's Kilts.
Yes. Would you do kilt with a C or Connor with a K?
Kilt with a C. Because it'll be like a Kardashian.
That is like so close to Connor's Clits.
Oh my gosh,
that's
so true. It is
literally one misprint away from Connor's Clit.
Cooters Clits.
Cooters.org.
.gov.
Are dry eye symptoms frequently interrupting your day? Keep dry eyes off your schedule with Refresh Reliva PF Extra Lubricant Eye Drops, offering an advanced formula to soothe and hydrate your eyes. With innovative hydrocell technology to lock in moisture and prevent further irritation, Refresh Reliva PF Extra gives you lasting relief. Equipped with a soft squeeze multi-dose bottle featuring a double lockout system that keeps drops sterile so you can feel confident using it. Refresh has been delivering relief from dry eye symptoms for 35 years. It's a track record of success that has earned the trust of physicians and patients alike. You deserve relief from your dry eye symptoms, and your eyes deserve extra. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
I also need to share this small detail about my weekend. While I was away in Florida, my bathroom flooded completely. I had like an inch of water in my bathroom and I don't even know where it had come from. Both the toilet and the bathtub had I don't know what it was. It was like a sludge adjacent material.
It's never just water, is it?
Well, no, because it's coming up from somewhere. And so I, like, of course. And it's just like, and listen to this. I had gotten back from the champagne event, the Vuv champagne.
Yeah.
It's called Vuv, apparently, but it's like, it takes everything in me not to be like Vuv, it's Vuv. But, and I had a couple glasses of champagne during the day. And you know me, I love a cocktail. Champagne is not for me. It's never been for me. I can usually have one glass, but like we were there for so long and there was nothing else to drink. So I had like a couple glasses and I got home and I had to tell my landlord, I was like, I am leaving. It smells bad in here. Like I'll leave the door open, have your way with my bathroom. And I told her I was going to a wedding. So I was like, I just need to be like, what is something that's timely? I literally, why do I lie? or what? It doesn't matter. It smells bad.
No,
it smells like poop.
That makes complete sense to me.
I'm like, I'm going to a wedding. I think it's because I saw you were at a wedding. I was like, I'm going to a wedding. And she was like, you look great. I love your outfit. And then I was like, you look great. Like, are you wearing, like, did you get a haircut? I'm like drunk from the champagne of it. And I'm like, no, girl, you look great. Look at you. What? And I'm like, what? I snapped out of it halfway through. And I was like, I'm doing like drunk girls in the bathroom thing with my landlord who's here to like fix my pipes. And we're like complimenting, we're having a compliment off in my kitchen. Like, all right, get to work over here because I need to get to the wedding. So that's what happened. It's actually still flooded. Mm-hmm. I've been having to pee outside.
So you can leave legally that apartment.
Well, I think that I'm not going to pay. I'm not going to pay rent this month if it's not fixed today.
Like that's so insane.
Yeah, it is insane. Oh, it's completely bonkers even. But
like your living conditions have just not been. And when I encourage you to take space from the Los Angeles like housing market and just like take time away and really find a place with like a normal landlord and like a normal living conditions.
Yeah. I mean, it apparently easier said than done, I guess has been my experience.
I feel like this isn't happening to a lot of other people though.
But this is my life. This is the life I've been given.
Yeah.
I posted on my story this weekend that I'm like, of course, my flight from Florida, my 8 a.m. flight that I woke up at 6 a.m. to go to has been canceled. And the next one, 2 p.m. So I'll be getting home at 11. And I just posted, I was like, God gives me such interesting struggles so that I experience new people and I get into Ubers that are so scary and I sign leases with landlords that have me sign NDAs. And like, it's just all these things that are so funny that like, I need to experience those things to one, grow in character, because when I have a landlord that's awesome down the road and they just like really accept my rent and that's the only thing that goes back and forth between us and they ask me if I'm okay and safe every now and then, that will be the greatest day of my life and I'll really appreciate that. But until then,
devil's advocate.
It's jokes. Yeah.
I have had two great landlords.
I'm so jealous.
And I feel like I can appreciate them
without
the sewage of it all.
I know, man.
I just want you to be in a nice living situation. And I don't think that you have to just accept what you are dealing with.
Yeah. Also, sit in my room. Boom. What was that? TV fell off the wall, shattered. It's still off the wall, just sitting on the ground. And half of it works, so I did watch like TV on half of it last night.
Yeah. Totally. At least that wasn't your landlord's fault.
That somehow is. I don't know how, but...
Do you want to hear something that could make you feel a little better?
Yes.
I went to see Book of Mormon last night in Philly. And I went with my brother and his girlfriend and I was like, don't worry, you guys, like I can be in charge of buying the tickets. All good. I do this all the time. And they scan our tickets. And obviously the young man let me know these tickets have already been returned.
Yeah. Did you go to Ticketmaster or StubHub?
I don't even want to say.
Facebook big Marketplace?
Hub. Big Hub.
A Big Hub? Live Nation?
Nope. Big Hub was the name.
Oh, it's like, okay. Like fully third party. I think that's fourth party, I would say.
Fourth bordering on fifth party.
Yeah. Big Hub.
But luckily they had worse seats available at the box office for triple the price.
Yeah.
So thank God for that. So we were still able to see the show, but just another scam and down my knickers and never hurt anyone.
It never hurt to just be scammed constantly.
No, it makes me appreciate when you're not. Like, God willing, when I'm able to walk into the Outsiders, I'll say, yay. I'm thankful for the opportunity.
Right. Can I play devil's advocate?
It makes me stronger.
Can I play devil's advocate?
Yeah.
And this is a message to everyone. Someone DM'd me the other day and was like, ugh, like, why are your tickets $200 to your show? I'm like, let's take a step back. There is no world in which I would ever sell a $200 ticket to my show. You're being scammed. Always double check if you're buying from even StubHub and Ticketmaster. Like, I guess that they can sell fake tickets now, which is insane.
But it sucks because, like, obviously the ones on StubHub, not even nowadays, like, StubHub is honestly, like, the same price as the what's it called? The main seller?
Fake value.
Yeah. I definitely should have known with Big Stub. Definitely. And they're also randomly not answering my emails.
Mm.
So Big Stub, now is your chance. Like, unless I'd be happy to, like, clear your name on the next episode. If you're willing to get.
Is it
to,
Big Stub or Big Hub?
Great question.
Or is it Stubba Bubba? It's Big Stub. Okay.
Big Stub, sorry. Yeah, I'd be totally happy to clear your name on the next episode if you're willing to respond to any of my emails.
Oh, yeah, Brooke, this looks like a fake website.
It's not.
It completely looks like a fake website.
It's not.
It literally looks like I went on ChatGPT and was like, create
okay.
a ticket website.
It is real. So.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of ChatGPT, Jeff Dunham is still up and at it. That's crazy. And the picture is like the most racist bit he does. It's with that like fake terrorist doll. That is crazy. Speaking of ChatGPT, Google made like an AI podcast explainer. Did you guys see this? And someone on Reddit typed in fart poop and then like had Google AI make a podcast about it. It's our podcast.
That reminds me, we should call our podcast to play devil's advocate. Devil and advocate make a podcast.
The devil and his advocate make a podcast.
Yeah. Or how about the advocate and his devil? Excuse me, the advocate and her devil.
Yeah, that could be, yeah. The devil's a woman.
The devil's a woman.
I know the devil's a woman.
Okay.
I do want to talk about the crumble cookies thing. It's so funny.
Okay, tell me about it.
Did you hear there was a crumble cookies? You know crumble cookies?
Of course.
There's a crumble cookies pop-up in Sydney, Australia. And everyone was like, these are absolutely vile. Like, these are so disgusting. What the hell is going on? And so they started like reaching out to these people that had the pop-up and they're like, are you like of the Crumble? These taste stale. Like, are you guys a part of Crumble Incorporated? And they're like, no, we're just big fans. We flew to America and bought like 700 Crumble cookies, brought them back, rented a place, sold them for $18 a piece, $18 a cookie. And they're all from like weeks ago. They're all like weeks old.
How much is a crumble cookie on U.S. soil?
I think like $5, right?
Oh, I was going to say, I don't think it's too far off from 17.
It's expensive, but not $17.
I mean, I don't even, these have no appeal to me, to a guy like me.
Oh, Connor, they are really good. Oh my God, a 3-pack is $8.99. Oh, a single's $4.99.
Yeah, $5. So they were selling the same price.
What's the one that's not crumble?
For one. I don't know. This never like really rang. This never really like got me excited. What?
Last Crumb.
Last Crumb.
That's what I'm thinking of. I like Crumb. Like really, really.
I don't know. I think I ended up, I think they might
yes.
Crumble or Last Crumb.
I'm thinking of the one that's 140 per pack.
Oh, I've had Last Crumb. It was good.
Oh my God.
Last Crumb was good. It's just nothing. There's nothing like having like the office style box of cookies sitting in your one bedroom apartment and you're walking by every 4 minutes and taking off like a corner and being like, I'll just have one more.
How much is one Last Crumb, Izzy? Can you not even get them?
Yeah,
it's $140. Yeah. Wow. That shit is crazy, y'all.
Levain is also, I know a lot of people don't love them, but I think maybe my favorite.
I love a classic chocolate chip cookie. You really don't need to keep
that bulk in the middle.
I don't need that. That's a cake. This is a cake. These cookies are cakes.
It's shaped as a cookie. How amazing is that?
We are lost as a nation. We're lost. I think they'd be really good if they would, if they were small. I don't like the fact that they're massive cookies. I also like a single bite brownie. I think those are amazing.
Do you like Baked by Melissa?
I do. Yeah, I love Baked by Melissa. Melissa could bake me into any day.
Okay, you should let her know.
I regret saying that.
Don't.
I don't even know what I meant by it, but I regret it.
Wait, who's TikToker Mr. Prada and why was he arrested for murder?
Ew, it's like a really dark story.
Okay, do you not want to get into it?
No, basically, I don't really understand the details, but I guess this TikToker killed his therapist and it went back like a couple of years. And I guess a couple of years ago, he had accused his therapist of like groping him. So I don't know what's happening with that, but that is really scary stuff.
Damn, that'll be a Ryan Murphy production.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Literally go to hell, by the way.
Ryan Murphy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm saying that was my whole rant last before he's come out. And now he's saying like, they owe me, they should be thanking me.
I know
me.
That they should be sending him flowers. He's so sick and twisted. But like, obviously like of course.
Ryan Murphy is going to be, needs to be in a Ryan Murphy show because he's twisted. He seems twisted.
He is the American Horror Story. And this whole time he was telling us that.
It's right under your nose.
I hate that he made Glee.
Oh, that's telling. Did you see Ellen came out with her special too?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about it, which is kind of funny. Except it had the most dramatic trailer known to man. It's crazy.
I found myself chuckling when Ellen was on when I was little. So I would give it a chance. It says from the Independent, Ellen DeGeneres' Netflix special is bizarre, unfunny, and self-pitying. I could be interested.
Yeah, I had that. I was going to say it seemed smug.
Smudge and arrogant?
Oh, smudge. She's acting a little smudged. No, it's just like, I thought her on her show was a little smug. And
I did always like her show, which maybe is a red flag.
I think you liked the people on her show, but I don't know if
sometimes I get confused.
Liked Ellen. You know, I feel like Ellen was kind of always holier than thou. It felt that way.
Like, I think with her and James Corden, like, obviously there's something sinister happening, but I always liked the things they did outside of the show. Like, I always liked when Ellen, like, sent people in and told them what to say in certain situations, like she did with Harry Styles and Adele in those videos. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
When she put them undercover.
Vaguely.
And, like, and James Corden's, like, crosswalk musicals. Like, I always appreciated, like, their extra stuff. Even though that probably has nothing to do with them and everything to do with the people that are working behind the scenes.
Writing the show, yeah. I don't know, but I guess her whole thing was like, let's see what's changed since you guys saw me last. I mean, I got some chickens. And, I was kicked out of the entertainment industry. It's like, okay, you were kicked out?
Yeah.
Were you kicked out?
I'll watch it and report back.
I don't know. I don't know about all that. Right now.
I will say everyone's been begging me to watch the Hot Rabbi show. I think it's called Nobody Asked for This with Adam Brody and Kristen Bell.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously so right up my alley, and I will watch. I watched the first episode. It really is taking me a second to like get into TV. I really have lost the attention span for it over the past year. But just know, I want y'all to know, like I am watching slowly but surely making my way through it.
Yeah. I'm not really into TV right now because mine's in pieces on the ground in my living room.
Totally.
So I'm more into sitting on my phone.
No, yeah, that's also, don't get it twisted, that's a passion project of mine as well.
Yeah.
But.
Well, I'll see you in the bonus.
Okay.
And also, I want to say I'll be in Memphis, Tennessee and I'll be in Lansing, Michigan, and I'll be in Grand Rapids, Michigan this weekend. And I'll be one other secret third place that I can't say.
Oh, really?
Fourth place.
Okay.
All right, you guys, thank you so much for listening. We'll see you in the bonus if you even care about us at all, or we'll see you next week.
Don't start with that.
And also, please subscribe to YouTube. I need that more than air or water. Thank you guys so much. See ya.
Bye. Thank you.
And be safe if you're in Florida. Thinking of you guys. Bye.
This week on Close Friends.
I'm about to explode over here, like, in such a crazy way.
Don't worry. Be happy.
When I was in Florida, I saw a roadkill alligator.
Speaking of,
yeah?
Your girl got married.
See, don't knock it till you've tried the boulder suit. Lady Gaga. 50 to 60 sphincters.
50 to 60 different sphincter muscles.
Sphincters are working overtime. Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're here from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to The Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app,